Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Welcome to Monday. One of us in the studio might have had gas just a few minutes ago, and no sooner did one of us have the gas than Kelly said, "What'd you eat, Laura?" It's like, Laura's like, "What are you talking about?"
Do you probably get more of that S at work than you do at home?
Oh yeah, yeah. Home okay. Is none of this. Like, it's
the
just...
boys, they don't tease you about maybe their farts or your farts?
Nope.
Come on. Yeah. You don't do a bottom blast every once in a while?
Nope.
Belly belch?
No.
Fanny Frog?
Jeff and the boys like joke. Jeff does something, he calls it the fart belt.
Yeah.
And he like makes like, because Dylan's small, so he'll wrap his arms around his waist and put his butt right in Dylan's face. He's like, "Fart belt time!" And he holds on to his arm so he can't get away.
Air biscuit.
Lair Tulip Kelly.
And you know what? Little backdraft.
So you know, that never goes away because I will be somewhere with the girls on date night. Like Nora will be like, "Dad, can we swing into Barnes & Noble?" I'm like, "Absolutely." If I got one, she'll be like, "Holy crap."
Yeah.
Dad.
That's a good father. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The old taint tickle. I was actually in Barnes. I was actually in Barnes & Noble the other night, and I had to, I know it's weird, but sometimes we'll do that. As a date, we'll go out and have dinner, and then we go to the bookstore. And some people think it's incredibly boring. I think it's amazing because I'm stealing. Barnes & Noble is the only place where you can walk in and steal, and they don't say anything. Now, I'm not walking out with a book, but I can sit down and read it with a coffee, and I just sit there. I could sit there all day, and nobody would say a thing. I'm stealing.
Here's where I have no problem. Mm-hmm. If you're going in there and you're reading a chapter of a book and you're going, "Damn it,
I want the book. Yeah.
Here's what I have a friggin' problem with. It's when these lazy asses go in there, grab a bunch of books.
Don't put them back. Yep.
And then you know what? It's so bad, there's a cart over next to the tables.
Yeah.
Where people who work there have to go collect the books. You're a lazy piece of shit.
So let me ask you this. So I'm sitting there, right? And I sit down at one of the little tables, not up where the cafe is. And I really enjoy it. I mean, obviously, the people are really nice and have a coffee. And I look through a lot of books.
Did you just have a coffee?
I do, yeah. Yeah, we just come from dinner.
How can you not have one of those treats?
Because we just had dinner. We just had dinner.
I know, but after a really good dinner comes a really good dessert.
But I go there and I do a lot of research about places to go with the camera. That's where I do a lot of research, you know, is at Barnes & Noble. So anyway, I go and I sit down. So there's a guy sitting at a table. Just envision this in your head for a second, okay? I'm sitting there. There's a guy sitting at the table. The walkway goes around this. They got benches and little tables. And on the other side, about 4 or 5 feet from the benches, that's where the bookshelf starts. Somehow the dude has plugged his laptop into something across the aisle. So when you walk past those tables, you got to step over the cart. The cord. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, that's an accident waiting to happen.
Yep.
And sure as S, it happened. A guy walked by, wasn't looking down at his feet, and he took the guy's power cord out, ripped the laptop right off the table. Well, he caught it at the last second. I was like, dude, how'd you not see that coming?
You know what?
How'd you not see that coming?
I got an attitude when it comes to bookstores. A, we walk in, we immediately feel like we have to lower our voices. People shouldn't be in there reading. This isn't a library. It's a store. Okay?
Oh, I definitely want it quiet.
I don't have a problem with you know, I always, you know, the girls are looking around. I'm looking around having a great time. I never trust people on their laptops in there because I feel like they're doing something they shouldn't be doing and they're at a location that can't be followed.
I don't think they're at a location they can't be followed.
Yep.
I don't think that.
I think it's somehow kind of some kind of a Jason Bourne thing. Mm-hmm. They're in there doing something.
Yeah. Yep. Like an international cafe where all the terrorists go.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Good
all right.
Point.
Anyway, but that was just, I don't know how I got on the bookstore thing with the farts or whatever, but yeah. So anyway.
Last time I was in there, was it last week? There's a Miley Cyrus is on the cover of something and she's on the opposite side of a piece of plexiglass and she's got her boobs and everything pushed up against it. And I'm like, I kind of want to take a peek at this magazine. But I'm here with my, you know, Nora's looking at books over there. Mm-hmm. At the same time, mm-hmm. I don't know if somebody's going to go, hey, drunk kid from the morning. Oh, what's he? Look at him.
Right. If I go in and I sit and I see an interesting, like a New England book or something about places to go, I'll look and I'll take a picture of a page if I want info from it. You know, I do that.
Not? Is it stealing if you're taking the little membership card out?
What membership card? I don't know what you're talking about.
If you look at a magazine.
Is there a membership card in there?
Yeah, because if you like go to like look at Rolling Stone magazine, there might be a, if you open up a membership
card. Oh, the paper thing subscription.
The subscription.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's not stealing.
No, okay.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Geez,
because magazines that I get at home, I don't get a letter or anything that says, hey, you need to subscribe. So I feel weird grabbing them.
Yeah, no. All right, well.
Good thing about Barnes & Noble, though, the lines, even if there's 20 people, they kick them out, man. Yeah. They got four people going, boom, boom, boom. You're out.
Yeah, it's very comfortable. It was very relaxing. I know I got people giving crap online when I posted a picture saying this was my Saturday night. They're like, man, that's boring. I'm like, it's actually not. It's actually pretty relaxing. I don't know about you. Sometimes I need a weekend where I got to unplug and not do anything exciting. Yeah. I'm sorry. And it's not because of my age either, because I've always been that way. But anyway, that's that.
That's what the weekends are made for.
Thank you. Right?
Unplug.
I don't sleep till noon. Don't be busting my balls. I'm not talking to you.
You looked at me.
No, you sleep late.
The guy was breaking my balls, and I looked at him like, oh, this guy sleeps till noon. Okay, I'm out. You know, so that's cool. To each his own. Just
I know we're only like a weekend or two in with this whole clock change, but it's like 8 o'clock, right awake. Oh, this is great.
Okay, so Laura, before we came on to the 24/7 today, we covered, there's not a lot of stuff happening in the news, really. So let's just, I threw this out once and Laura said, you know what I wanted to always do again? And she brought this up. So I have it here for you.
Okay.
And who's most likely to? That is the question that we are about to answer. We did it on the air. I think we did it on the air as well,
too. I think so, too, yeah.
And this will be kind of like an internal discussion. Kayla is off, by the way, today, but she'll be back tomorrow. Which one of us in the studio? Which one of us is most likely to appear on a reality show? Which one of the four of us sitting in this room? It ain't gonna be me.
I disagree with that.
Oh God! You think it would be?
Yeah.
No, I would go with Roadkill because he's the most distinct person. He's a, you know, they can put him in as the heavy metal guy.
He's the puck.
Drummer
He's the puck.
Yeah. Stirs it up guy.
Yeah. Remember the Real World? That guy named Puck who was just an asshole, right? You could be that guy, and you'd be famous for
it. You don't have to explain it. I knew exactly who you were talking about, and he was a dink.
Yeah.
Well.
Laura, which one of us on the show do you think would be most likely to be in a reality show?
See, I think Kelly's would be a riot. I mean, I think just the day-to-day, like, I can picture him waving the floss in front of his mom's face as she's sleeping, and I think people would chuckle that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I would watch Kelly's.
Of course you would.
Because I would laugh at all the nonsense.
It'd have to be heavily edited.
Yes.
Could you have picked out ahead of time which amongst us would most likely become a divorcee?
Yeah.
Okay. Just throwing it out there. You don't have to answer. Probably.
Which one of us?
Come on. Roadkill.
Of course.
Clearly you were the guy. If we had to pick way back when,
it would probably be you.
It would probably be you. And nothing to do with who you married or anything like that. Just that there was that always that nervous part of you that, you know, right? I mean, that's
that nervous part of me.
I know. I don't know what that.
Yeah.
It's going to get uncomfortable.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
I don't. Why did you ask this?
I don't know, because that's an interesting question.
No. I'd love to hear what you mean by that.
Took his glasses off. I think that you were the most nervous to get married.
Okay.
Am I wrong?
I asked for your reason.
That's it.
You gave me a reason.
Yeah.
I said, okay. I'd like to hear your reason.
I don't know. I,
on the other hand, know that you cannot judge outside.
No, I know that. This is just us
only
talking.
Only the two people in the relationship know what's
but
going on.
But I also
on.
Think,
so
I mean,
I therefore would not put roadkill first among us.
I'm not
all.
Saying that it's a bad, like, you, I just think because you were probably the most nervous just about marriage in general, I think. Yeah. Am I wrong? Am I saying something?
Did I question your answer?
Okay. All right.
I accepted
that's
your
my
answer.
Only reason.
Okay.
And I just,
that's my only reason.
And I just thought, yeah.
I didn't think
just,
you.
Just how you acted. I just didn't think it. You were. It was.
How you gonna, acted.
Like he was nervous. That's what I said. It's what I said.
Okay. I'll take it. That's I'm, fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
I asked you guys to explain. You did.
Yeah.
Fine.
That's all. I think you're much better suited now.
Oh, I agree.
I think.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't think I could have sat here in this room, and I'm taking myself out of the equation and said, "Oh, I can see it coming for Laura." No, not at all. I couldn't see it really any of you.
It
yeah.
was well. It's just
I'm only asking this in retrospect.
I just thought the comments that you like maybe sometimes you made that like
yes.
the whole hiding Christmas presents in the oven because
yeah
like there was some
now
shots.
She's got some points.
There were some shots that you would take. When you were married, that I kept like
Laura again. I am not attacking you again.
But also,
probably all great answers.
That's his job, right? That is
yes,
part of his job.
But yes.
That's his job,
but
not with that was. I mean, that's at home.
I had somebody the other day while we went out drinking
mm-hmm.
Friday night,
mm-hmm.
And we were with a lot of the women that that Amy works with, and one of them said to me, "It's much different this time around." I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I've been listening forever. And she said, I don't hear you. I hear you make funny comments about Amy, but nothing, you know, like you used to.
Well, you're like me in the sense that I'll make funny comments about Valerie that make me look bad.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because
yeah.
that's actually true.
Yeah.
I mean, that for me, that's true.
Yeah, but she said, in chatting and everything, I hear much different. And I'm like, well, it also comes with age, too.
Right, right. Everything comes with age. Yeah. Everything comes with age and experience.
How do you lose half of half?
Yeah.
Holy shit. It's like 12.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. Yeah. All right. Let me see here. Which one of us would be most likely to break some kind of world record? Clearly.
Laura.
Well, I mean... I
could spin 14 tacos on my nose at once, and I could do it because somebody told me I couldn't. So I'm going to.
I'm already in the Guinness Book of World Records, actually, twice. I forgot about my other one. This one that I'm holding right here is for the
point made.
Yeah.
Most people making flower bouquets simultaneously, and the other one was for the largest musical
what?
Chairs
right.
competition.
Right.
So I have two in the Guinness Book of World
but
Records.
But I also think it would be, even if, I think the question meant singularly, so you couldn't be a part of a group.
Oh.
And I still say it's you.
Okay.
I still say it's you. You just haven't figured out what you can get in a
most
record
items
before.
While shopping for somebody else with your new business.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something like that.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Most chores done in one day.
Everything, and Jeff tells me that I'm very scary because I make everything a game.
Mm-hmm.
But I like living my life like everything's a game.
Do you make everything a game?
Oh, we were going to Boston. He goes, you know how to get to Boston. Why are you putting on your map? And I go, every time I get in my car, I put on my map. He goes, why? I go, because I want to beat the time that it says I should arrive.
Yeah.
He's like, okay. He goes,
I do it with a GPS. I'm always trying to beat the time.
I do. He goes, you GPS home mm-hmm. from work? And I go, yeah. Because mm-hmm. if I shaved off 2 minutes, I'm psyched.
Just means that you're going faster and faster, which is a bad idea. But Kelly, if I was to ask you, which of us in the room would be the most likely to cheat on a test? Cheat on a test.
Well, if the person didn't get somebody else to do the test for him, I don't know. I don't know. It would not be Laura.
I feel like
you know what? He looked right at me the whole time. He was going through his
Greg
his
might be tempted.
Greg's not going to cheat.
Okay. Scotty.
Yep.
Let me see. I'll ask you this: which one of us in the studio would be most likely to become a magician?
Oh, it's too hard.
Kelly.
No.
It's Kelly.
Never.
Yeah.
Oh,
could
yeah,
not
dude.
Do yeah.
It. No
yeah,
way.
You're not going to pull a rabbit. You're going to pull some penis out of a hat.
I can do some funky tricks.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a small number. I couldn't do a full.
No, I know that. But if you were.
Too much work.
If one of us was to ever become a magician because they think it's a cool thing to do, it's you.
And honestly.
Oh, my God. So copper
feel. If you did, I would love it.
Oh, my God.
Because there's nothing. You know what? I'm that guy who goes, No shit.
Most likely.
How'd you do that? Like, I want to know. I want
to
know.
Most likely to get drunk at a funeral.
Me.
Yeah.
You're drunk there?
Yeah.
On the way there?
Yeah, because it's just easier.
Remember that Halloween party? Jesus.
Wow. Oh, my God. Never saw anybody dance like that.
Well, yeah. That's just...
It was just so much fun.
That's even without alcohol.
So much fun.
My dance moves are just my dance moves.
Most likely amongst us to go bankrupt after winning the lottery.
No.
You bet. You bet a lot.
Yeah, but...
he knows.
I have restrictions on what I know. It's a certain pot of money that's gambling money, and the rest, new.
Okay. All right.
New. Mm.
Which one of us would be most likely to marry a stranger in Las Vegas, assuming we were all single?
Kelly.
Who?
Kelly.
I think Kelly,
couple
too.
Beers.
I actually do.
There would be a woman with a big round booty, and you'd be have a few beers in you, and you'd be like, let's go. And you'd be up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
A couple days later, we might...
annul it.
Yes, annul it.
You'd be just like the guy
kind
on...
of
one,
the booty that you could throw a quarter at, and 250 comes back and change.
Dude, just like the guy in That Thing You Do, the band member who went and got married in Vegas. I'm so happy. Yeah, that's you. How many of us, which one of us, let's see, would most likely start their own religion?
Yeah, yeah, maybe me.
You're talking about getting a compound.
Oh, my God.
And
now
everybody's going to live there and live by your rules.
No, they don't have to live by my rules.
Compound. It would be some sort of coupon compound or something like that. Absolutely.
Mm.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Most likely to, let me see here, stick gum under a desk. Nah, I don't care about that one. Most likely to do another like that one.
By the way, that's the grossest thing ever. Sticking gum. Oh,
so
my God.
Gross.
These people should be tased.
A booger, I think, is grosser.
It's grosser.
Well, anything. Right. Why stick anything anywhere that doesn't belong? Booger goes in a tissue. Gum goes in the trash can.
Okay.
Booger's in the mirror. And
you've never been anywhere where you go like, that is a booger, and it's not unsticking. So it's got to go somewhere.
What? No.
Never.
You have not done that.
Never.
You were one of the bad
there's
people.
There's the answer. I guess the most likely to wipe a booger someplace.
You're gross.
I cannot, without 100% surety, say I never did it as a kid. But I certainly have never done it
never as an adult.
I never ate them as a kid, I tell you that.
I wasn't a booger eater.
Okay.
I could go over there right now and look underneath the thing and not find any boogers, is what you're telling me.
Over here?
Yeah.
You're damn right.
I disagree with
you. You want to come search this?
If there's anything under this, it is not me.
Okay.
Come on, man. Right.
Come look. There was.
Give me a break.
You're kind of jumpy about this. Dude, like there might be something.
I'll never forget. Middle school. Summersworth Middle School. Talk about horrifying. And I can't even believe I'm going to say this story. I went to the bathroom. And had the pass, the little wooden pass, the hall pass, right? Seventh grade. I go to walk out of the bathroom, and all of a sudden I hear the jangling of keys, and somebody's running. And apparently it's coming from the bathroom. When I was leaving, the janitor was walking in, and he turned around, and he came running down the hall, and he said, You. Now, there's people in the hallway, walking in the hallway, right? It's not like, I think it was a lunch period. So there's a lot of people around. He points and yells down the hall, and he goes, hey, you're the one wiping your boogies on the wall. And I am absolutely frozen, and being yelled at.
Horrified.
Secondly, he thinks I'm the person that did that. And I'm like, it's not me. I didn't do it. Yeah. And he's like, you're putting your boogies. And everybody turned and looked at me. It was like it was a movie.
You were the booger kid.
The booger kid. Yep. And I didn't. I swear to God. I swear on my kids, I didn't put the booger there. I didn't. I didn't do it.
You're the boogie kid.
And how do you escape being called the boogie kid?
Yeah,
from the janitor with his little pull on keys that zipped right back into his his blue green dickies. Lionel was his name. I was the boogie kid. Nobody, I thought for sure I was doomed to be called, the booger kid for the rest. But they didn't. They didn't after that. It never stuck, so to speak. So, anyway, that's my booger story right there. Let me see here. How many of us? Let me see.
That's
who would
the boogie
be
kid. The
pointing at me.
I remember you telling that story.
Oh. Yeah, it's a painful memory. Most likely, I must here in the studio to act in a porn flick. Kelly Brown.
He's private about his sex.
Yeah, I know, but he's going to deliver it. But he's going to deliver pizza. He's going to have a mask on.
Yep.
And he's going to be the guy.
And doing it for free.
And he's going to have like a
And
just
the only
a giant
way
unit.
You're going to recognize him is by something distinct on his dink.
Right.
What?
Oh,
yeah.
Do you have a weird thing on your dink?
Like a weird freckle.
Yeah.
Off-centered pee hole.
Or he's going to he's gonna
I'm curious now, Kelly. You have an off-centered pee hole?
Or he's going to say something that he says on the air all the time. He's not going to remember it. And he's going to say something like,
is that a front fart or a back fart?
He'll say something like that. And then I'll be like, oh, my God, that's Kelly Brown.
That's...
All right. Well, there you go. So I think we've covered enough there. But what are you doing today, Kelly? You ain't got nothing.
It's jogging day today, buddy.
Low key day.
Yeah. All right. It won't be as wet as Friday. I know that. I ran Friday. I must have been 20 pounds heavier by the time I get back from my jog.
It went down like
and my nip. The next day, I took a shower that night. My nipples were. I'm like, oh my God, I forgot. Oh, they're still all scabbed up.
Yep. Okay, delicious. This is delicious. Hope nobody was eating when they listened to this. People, I got an email from somebody who said I really like listening to the Buzz 24/7 because it shows me the other side of the buzz. It's like it's almost more real. Well, certain things like talking about boogers and stuff, like you can't really in morning radio.
Kelly's scabbed over nipples.
I don't want to even hear that ever again.
I am. Put the lotion on. I'm
right. So hard right
They'll
now.
They'll rebound.
All right, beautiful. Enjoy that visual, everybody, and we will see you tomorrow.
Could knock a golf ball off.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.